Welcome to Who is in the Garden here on Carib Voice Radio. It's time to take a moment to pause, breathe, and refresh with Adiayo. So why don't you take a seat, have a drink before you continue on life's journey? Hello, how are you? Oh, I'm so glad to be here with you today. It's the last Sunday in the year 2024. And oh my God has been faithful. To all of you out there, this is saying a merry, merry Christmas. I hope you enjoyed your Christmas. I hope you understood that you are the reason for the season. I hope you cashed in on the season's essence and understood that this is a season of promises kept. This is a season of redemption. This is a season of life. This is a season of love. It's a season of giving, of laughter, of life. I hope that Christmas has been so wonderful for you. I hope that you were able to spend time with family. I hope that even though you didn't get gifts or give gifts due to economic situations, I hope that you were able to experience the love and the faithfulness of God, because indeed God is faithful. I had an expected and unexpectedly fantastic Christmas. God showed up in ways that I could never have imagined. I had nothing planned for the Christmas. Let me just share this testimony with you. I had nothing planned whatsoever for Christmas. In fact, as at the 24th, as at the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken, I had just 1,000 naira in my account, in all my accounts, and that is less than a dollar. And I had sent my kids to their grandma's place for the holidays as is tradition, and you know, and here I was all alone with less than a dollar. And I was so confident. I was at peace. Yes, I was a little like, God, what's going to happen? But as long as I knew the kids were fine, I was okay. And I knew that the Lord, who is Jireh, who has never failed, who keeps showing up for me, I just knew that somehow He was going to show up. And that was exactly what happened. By the 23rd, by the 23rd, I had money coming in from two people I didn't expect whatsoever. I had a sale of vaccine just happen overnight. I had my house stocked because my house was completely empty. And I had my house stocked. I had people give me stuff that I didn't even expect. I was even able to give to other people, because I remember on the 20th, 21st, 22nd, I was just praying to God. And I said, Lord, you mean this Christmas I'm not going to be able to bless anybody? But I know that your word says you give seed to the sower. And just like that, a miracle began to happen, and I was able to bless the security, the guy who opens the gate for us in our clothes. I was able to bless two other women. I was just able to do stuff, and I was glad, and I am still glad, because things I had worried about, God just completely took care of them. You see, so there is a season, and in this season for me, it is promises kept. And I'm trusting God for you that in this season of Christmas, in this season, the spirit of the holidays, that you will come into the manifestation of all that God has for you. You see, 2024 may just be 2-3 days away, but trust me, there is something still in it for you. The Bible says He loads us daily with benefits. Have you keyed in to the benefits of the day? Have you taken charge? Have you taken cognizance of the benefits and the blessings that God has for you in each day? Because I have seen the Lord, I have seen His goodness, I have seen His mercy, I have seen His compassion. I honestly don't intend to talk much today because I know everybody's busy, I know everybody's is in celebration mode, and I know that everybody's planning for the new year, and that's why I'm here this morning or this evening, wherever you may be tuning in from. What's your plan for 2025? And I have a word for you, because you see, what He says to one, He most likely says to all. And for you, as you step into the year 2025, I want to leave a word with you. You have gone around this mountain for too long. It is time for you to move forward. It is time for you to advance. And yes, that's the word for 2025. It says advance. The Spirit of God is saying to you, advance. As you step into the year 2025, it's time for you to move forward. Enough of you being stuck where you are. Enough of you going around in circles. Enough of you dilly-dallying within two opinions. Enough. It is time for you to move forward. It is time for you to take intentional, deliberate steps in the direction of the counsel and the purpose of God for your life. It is time for you to arise. It is time for you to get up. It is time for you to move forward. And I don't want anything to stop you from moving forward in this new season. Just get up. You haven't given your life to Jesus. It is time for you to surrender your life to Him. You're not sure of that decision you need to make in the new year. It is time for you to sit with God and move forward. God has given you instructions and somehow you haven't taken steps. It is time for you to advance. There are territories for you to take. There are lands for you to conquer. There are possessions for you to own. It is time for you to walk in the light of His steps. It is time for you to walk in His steps, in His guidance. You see, when He shines His light on your path, oh, you just have to take those steps. I don't know where you are at in your journey with Him, but I speak to you as He has said to me, advance. Don't stop going forward. Don't stop moving forward. Take those giant steps of faith. Take those little steps of faith. Take those you know, hard steps. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Don't get overwhelmed. I want you to sit down with God. If you haven't done so already, I want you to sit down with Him in this few days, in this remaining days of the year, and just sit down with Him. Sit down with Him and begin to plan and begin to ask Him, in what areas do you want me to take the steps? In what areas of my life do you want me to take the step? In what areas of my life do you want me to do this? Ask Him, what is your plan for me for the year 2025? There's an agenda for you in God for the next year. I don't want you to go into the year confused or weighed down or depressed, because in the year 2025, one thing I know that the Lord is going to be doing is He's going to be raising the poor from the dust, and He's going to be lifting the needy from the garbage pile. He will sit there with noblemen and He will give them a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. He has set the world on them. You see, your Father, Jesus, if you're a believer, He's your Father. Even if you're not a believer, He's still your Father. It is just that you have not yet understood and accepted His fatherhood. You see, God is our Father, and a father seeks the prosperity, seeks the welfare of his children. He says, I desire above all things that you be in good health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. You see, God is interested in the prosperity of your soul. The prosperity of your pocket is not as important to him as the prosperity of your soul. He desires that you prosper, even as your soul prospers. The prosperity of your soul is the yardstick of what God is intending to do. And 1 Samuel 2:8 says, he raises the Lord himself raises the poor from the dust. I don't know what has kept you bound. I don't know in what dusty situation you have been, but I'm here to speak strength to you. I'm here to speak encouragement to you, because it is only God that can raise the poor from the dust. It is only him that can lift the needy from the garbage pile. What does it mean for the needy to be in the garbage pile? I don't know if it happens in your country, but in mine, there are people we call babambola. What they do is they go into the garbage pile and they pick stuff. They pick metals. They pick plastics. We even have people who are mentally unstable. You see, who you find them roaming on the streets. What are they looking for in the garbage pile? They are looking for food. They are needy. And God is saying that he lifts the needy from the garbage pile. I don't know what garbage pile you are sitting at. I don't know what area of your life is a garbage pile and you are sitting in it because you are in need in that area. It may be in your finances. It may be in your health. It may be in your marriage. It may be concerning your children. It may be in your academics. But you see, it is the Lord alone who lifts the needy from the garbage pile. I don't know where exactly you may be in need and where your life may look like a garbage pile, but I'm telling you this morning to look to Jesus. Lift up your hands to Jesus. Advance, move forward in his direction. There's an adage in my language that says, if a child does not raise up his hands, the mother cannot carry it. You see, you need to partner with God so that he can lift you. He says, arise, shine, lift up your hands. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Move forward, lift up your hand. Let God know, this is where I am. This is a garbage pile I am sitting in, and it is time for you to lift me. As you step into the year 2025, I pray for you that the Lord will raise you from the dust, that the Lord will lift you from the garbage pile, that he will seat you with noblemen. In this year 2025, as you advance, I pray for you that the Lord will seat you with noblemen. The Lord will give you a throne of honor wherever you have been dishonored. Ah, Yahila Bahanoko. Wherever you have been dishonored, I pray for you today that the Lord will honor you. Wherever you have been dishonored, receive honor in the name of Jesus. Wherever you have been dishonored, the Lord will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He will anoint. In fact, your head has been anointed with oil. Ah, and in this year 2025, your cup will continue to run over. Oh, in this year 2025, your cup will continue to run over, because you see, there's a surety in what God will do, because he is the one who set the foundations of the earth. He owns the foundations of the earth, for the foundations of the earth are the Lord. He has set the world on them. You see, when the foundation is sure, the Bible says, if the foundation be faulty, what can the righteous do? The righteous can do nothing except to go back to God who owns the foundation. So you see, in this year 2025, you will not be able to succeed without God, because he is the one who set the world on the foundation. He is the foundation. And so I want to go into this year, as you step into the year 2025, as you advance into the year 2025, I want you to go with confidence. I want you to go with life. I want you to go in this might, that it is the Lord who raises the poor from the dust. It is the Lord who lifts the needy from the garbage pile. It is the Lord who seats them, with noblemen. It is the Lord who gives them a throne of honor. And I want to speak it to you. I want you to remember that it is the the Lord that will raise you from the dust. It is the Lord Jesus that will lift you from that needy place of the garbage pile. It is the Lord Jesus who will seat you with noblemen and give you a throne of honor, because it is Him. Ah, Mahitahano, it is Him who owns the foundations of the earth, and He's the one that has set the world on them. He has set you on them. He has set you on the foundation. Your foundation is sure, because Christ is your foundation, because He owns the foundation and He has set you on it. And as He has set you on it, no one will be able to shift you out of that foundation, of that position that God has put you. You will not miss your seat of honor. You will not miss your seat, your seat of honor. You will not miss your noblemen. In the name of Jesus, your acquaintances shall be noblemen, and you will not meet with them. You will stand before kings. You will dine with kings. You will dine with queens. In the name of Jesus, go into this new year with this might. Go into this new year. Advance, knowing that your Father is with you. Advance, knowing that the hand of God is upon you. You will succeed in all you do. You will excel in all you do. You no longer be needy. You no longer be poor. In the name of Jesus, you are that of honor. You are a seed of honor. You are clothed with honor, and that is your portion. In the name of Jesus. As always, you know that I love you, but you know that the love I have for you can only come from the love of Jesus that is shed abroad in my heart for you. And I love you. And remember, you can always get the book, When Love is Honored. It will open your eyes to see so many things, that to know whether you are a safe place, to know what to do if you are a safe place. It will open your eyes to see how to deal with difficult situations. It will make you understand that if you know what God has done for you, the only sensible thing, the only reasonable thing, is to live your life in honor of Him. I had a beautiful testimony today of how God saved a former cultist. Oh my goodness. I am so grateful to God for when I see a life that honors the love of God upon their lives, because it means they understand the gravity of what God delivered them from. And I heard his testimony and I was blown away. And I am so grateful to God for the life of that wonderful man. And I want to encourage you, buy the book When Love is Honored. It's on seller, but it's easier to get it on Amazon. It's on Amazon and on seller, but I trust it's easier to get it on seller. If you want an e-copy, if you want if you want a hard copy, then you can also get it on seller as well. And I thank you so much for everyone who has gotten the book. Vivian in the UK, Chief in America, Peter in Barbados, and a couple of other people who have gotten the book. Thank you. I hope it has blessed you. I'm looking forward to your review. So please get a copy of your book and let me know how it has blessed you. Happy New Year in advance, and I will see you next week, Sunday, by the special grace of God, as we take a journey into 2025. I will see you there, because the word of the Lord is sure, and He's a God of life. He's life Himself, and He will keep us and He will preserve us into the new year and beyond. I love you. Bye.